Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, there's nothing like the excitement of a new season, is there?
No, you know what, Schulze? I'm with you. Game day. I woke up this morning, I told Cindy, I go, nothing like game day.
The makeup of every year's team is a little different. What stands out to you about the makeup of this year's team?
Oh, good question, Schulze. I like the makeup of our people. I just think we've got good cohesiveness. We've got, you know, and every year, hey, we've got, you know, it's very similar. But this is kind of just a special group. I really enjoy this group. I like the leadership. I like you know, the young kids where they're at. I just like they've got a quiet confidence about them. And they got a business-like approach, and you can kind of sense that in practice. Well, you can see it in practice as well. And I just really like our business-like approach right now. So I'm high on our guys, and we know what we're up against these first four games, Schulze. But we got a good group.
You've got three seniors, all three are captains, along then with Ethan Somoza. What do each of those four guys bring?
Character, the will to win, unbelievable work ethic, off the ice, on the ice. In the classroom, they're very consistent on their day-to-day operations and how they conduct themselves as people, and they're good hockey players.
Where do you need to improve the most from last year?
Power play. We were 14%, whatever. I think we were 13-9, 14%. And you're going to win. You're not going to win a lot of games, tight games, when you're at 14%. You got to be sitting at that 18 or 19%. Think about it this way, Schulze. We have 150 power play attempts a year. And if we go from 14% to 18%, that's probably 6 to 7 more goals a year. 6 to 7 more goals is 3 to 4 more wins. That's how much of a fine line it is. So we need to obviously torque it up right there in that department. And it's the first year in a lot of years we've been low in that department.
Looking back at last year, what were maybe one or two areas where maybe at the time you didn't notice you were that good, but when you look back, you're like, you know what, we weren't bad at all there.
Oh, I don't know, Schulze. You know what, we were a little, obviously, again, with our experience on the back line last year, we're probably a little stronger right there. And not to say that these guys in due time can't be where we were at last year, but it might just take them a little time. And they're battle tested from junior hockey, but they're not as battle tested at this level.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Beginning of the year is always a bit of a crapshoot with special teams, both power play and penalty kill. How are they looking right now?
I don't know. We just had practice, Schulze. Yesterday in practice, our power play wasn't great, but a lot of that's attributed to the ice. A lot of that's attributed to the guys knowing exactly what's going on. So I try not to read into it too much, because all you're going to do is just beat yourself up by it. So you just need to get into a game, and you need to test drive it from there.
Based on personnel, any wrinkles on the power play or penalty kill this year?
A little bit. The one thing we don't have, and it was part of the problem last year, the one thing we don't have a shooter like Jerry Fitzgerald. And when you have a shooter, it just adds another dimension. I'm talking a shooter, like an NHL shooter. Like, when you have a shooter like Jerry, it adds another dimension to your power play. And even if they take Jerry away, it does open up somebody else. So, you know, that area right there is probably one area where, you know, we can recognize it.
What did you notice from St. Cloud State in their exhibition game?
Great speed, great puck movement, typical St. Cloud skill. And Jack Ashon, when he's on the ice, he is just, I mean, he dictates what's going on the ice at that particular time.
As to your lineup tonight, was it hard or was it easy putting that thing together today?
Probably wasn't that hard. We're going to play all defensemen this weekend. So that's why it wasn't as hard. Our defensemen, there's a lot of parity right there. And with our decor, we're just going to play them, and you know, from there. And as far as those six freshmen last year, they're just battle tested. They're a little bit farther ahead right now.
In a perfect world, and I'm not talking here where you got a bunch of young defensemen, but in a perfect world, how many games into a season do you, for lack of a better term, need to get everybody into the lineup at least once?
Oh boy, sooner than later, Schulze. I mean, at the end of the day, if you start waiting a month and a half, and it can happen sometimes. I mean, we're not here. It's not a charity system, but it helps, because, you know, if it's a month and a half, what typically can happen, some of those kids can fall. They can fall behind a little bit, and a lot of it's their spirit. And, you got to evaluate all those things.
Is there a plan to redshirt anybody this year?
No, that'd be way too premature right now. No way. The only way I would think of that, Schulze, if it just played out that way, and there was no injuries, or there was an injury, and but we got to, you know, when I say no injuries, that means the lineup could be consistent is what I'm getting at. But, you know, typically there are injuries, and that all takes on a life of its own. So, but that, we never anticipate redshirting anybody.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulte.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.